and a warm welcome to everyone, those on the computer, the phone, and on Skype. Let's begin our Wednesday midday testimony meeting with singing. Using your computer, you'll find a link to the words of the hymns on the Order of Service webpage. Go to www.csinteractivechurch.org and click on the turquoise box. Please note, we will mute everyone's phone to eliminate background noises, enabling everyone to hear the service better. But do sing aloud wherever you may be. Our first hymn is on page 151 in the Christian Science Hymnal. I'll read the first verse. In speechless prayer and reverence, dear Lord, I come to Thee. My heart with love Thou fillest, yea, with humility. My bread and wine Thou art, with Thee I hold communion. Thy presence healeth me. Miscellaneous Writings by Mary Baker Eddy. How can I believe that there is no such thing as matter when I weigh over 200 pounds and carry about this weight daily? Answer: by learning that matter is but manifest mortal mind, you entertain an adipose belief of yourself as substance, whereas substance means more than matter. It is the glory and permanence of spirit. It is that which is hoped for but unseen, that which the material senses cannot take in. Have you never been so preoccupied in thought when moving your body that you did this without consciousness of its weight? If never in your waking hours, you have been in your night dreams. And these tend to elucidate your daydreams, or the mythical nature of matter, and the possibilities of mind when let loose from its own beliefs. In sleep, a sense of the body accompanies thought with less impediment than when awake, which is the truest sense of being. In science, body is the servant of mind, not its master. Mind is supreme. The scriptural selections are from the King James Bible and the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discovering founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. The readings are recorded so that people worldwide may listen to them at their convenience. Today's reading title is, I Don't Eat That Much, So Why Am I Putting On Pounds? Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and God created man in his own image. Male and female created he them. And God said unto them, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth, every herb bearing seed, and every tree in the which is the fruit. To you it shall be for meat. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. From Job, Psalms, Proverbs, and 2 Corinthians. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. My heart is so pained within me. Horror hath overwhelmed me. I am full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, John, and Hebrews. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. Woman, hath no man condemned thee? No man, Lord. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. go and sin no more. Judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. Wherefore, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The Lord weigheth the spirits. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. Isaiah, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters and eat. Eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. 1 Corinthians, there is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt. Genesis. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And the woman said unto the serpent, of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know, in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and was afraid. Matthew. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Ezekiel, thy meat which thou shalt eat shall be by weight, 20 shekels a day. From time to time shalt thou eat it. Thou shalt drink also water by measure, the sixth part of a hin. From time to time shalt thou drink. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter. And at the end of 10 days, there appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. And in all matter of wisdom, standing, that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Psalms. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Proverbs. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. 1 Corinthians, thanks be to God which giveth us the victory. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Matthew, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. 1 Timothy, follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Luke, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. John. The morning was now come. Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught, come and dine. Jesus taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Clearer, higher views inspire the godlike man to reach the absolute center and circumference of his being. They will then drop the false estimate of life and happiness, of joy and sorrow, and attain the bliss of loving unselfishly, working patiently, and conquering all that is unlike God. Starting from a higher standpoint, one rises spontaneously, even as light emits light without effort. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If we look to the body for pleasure, we find pain. For life, we find death. For truth, we find error. For spirit, we find its opposite matter. Now reverse this action. Look away from the body into truth and love, the principle of all happiness, harmony, and immortality. Hold thought steadfastly to the enduring, the good and the true, and you will bring these into your experience proportionably to their occupancy of your thoughts. All that really exists is the divine mind and its idea, and in this mind the entire being is found harmonious and eternal. The straight and narrow way is to see and acknowledge this fact, yield to this power, and follow the leadings of truth. The science of being unveils the errors of sense, and spiritual perception, aided by science, reaches truth. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Man is not matter. He is not made up of brain, blood, bones, and other material elements. Man is spiritual and perfect, and because he is spiritual and perfect, he must be so understood in Christian Science. Man is idea, the image of love. He is not physique. Man is the reflection of God or mind, and therefore eternal. The spiritual universe, including individual man, is a compound idea reflecting the divine substance of spirit. The spiritual sense of truth must be gained before truth can be understood. This sense is assimilated only as we are honest, unselfish, loving, and meek. In the soil of an honest and good heart, the seed must be sown, else it beareth not much fruit, for the swinish element in human nature uproots it. A clergyman once adopted a diet of bread and water to increase his spirituality. Finding his health failing, he gave up his abstinence and advised others never to try dietetics for growth in grace. The belief that either fasting or feasting makes man better, morally or physically, is one of the fruits of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, concerning which God saith, "Thou shalt not eat of it." Idolaters, believing in more than one mind, had gods many. Admit the common hypothesis that food is the nutriment of life, and there follows the necessity for another admission in the opposite direction, that food has power to destroy life, God, through a deficiency or an excess, a quality or a quantity. This is a specimen of the ambiguous nature of all material health theories. If food was prepared by Jesus for his disciples, it cannot destroy life. The fact is, food does not affect the absolute life of man, and this becomes self-evident when we learn that God is our life. In that perfect day of understanding, we shall neither eat to live nor live to eat. If mortals think that food disturbs the harmonious functions of mind and body, either the food or this thought must be dispensed with, for the penalty is coupled with the belief. Which shall it be? If this decision is left to Christian Science, it will be given in behalf of the control of mind over this belief and every erroneous belief or material condition. Recollect that it is not the nerves, not matter, but mortal mind which reports food as undigested. I knew a person who, when quite a child, adopted the Graham system to cure dyspepsia. For many years, he ate only bread and vegetables and drank nothing but water. His dyspepsia increasing, he decided that his diet should be more rigid, and thereafter he partook of but one meal in 24 hours, this meal consisting of only a thin slice of bread without water. At this point, Christian Science saved him, and he is now in perfect health without a vestige of the old complaint. He learned that suffering and disease were the self-imposed beliefs of mortals and not the facts of being, that God never decreed disease, never ordained a law that fasting should be a means of health. Hence, semi-starvation is not acceptable to wisdom, and it is equally far from science, in which being is sustained by God, mind. These truths, opening his eyes, relieved his stomach, and he ate without suffering, giving God thanks. This newborn understanding that neither food nor the stomach without the consent of mortal mind can make one suffer brings with it another lesson, that gluttony is a sensual illusion, that this phantasm of mortal mind disappears as we better apprehend our spiritual existence and ascend the ladder of life. This person learned that food affects the body only as mortal mind has its material methods of working, one of which is to believe that proper food supplies nutriment and strength to the human system. He learned also that mortal mind makes a mortal body, whereas truth regenerates this fleshly mind and feeds thought with the bread of life. Taking less thought about what he should eat or drink, consulting the stomach less about the economy of living and God more, he recovered strength and flesh rapidly. Spiritual rationality and free thought accompany approaching science and cannot be put down. They will emancipate humanity and supplant unscientific means and so-called laws. Jesus was unselfish. He was inspired by God, by truth and love, in all that he said and did. His senses drank in the spiritual evidence of health, holiness, and life. The accusations of the Pharisees were as self-contradictory as their religion. The bigot, the debauchee, the hypocrite called Jesus a glutton and a wine bibber. Jesus was no ascetic. He did not fast as did the Baptist disciples. Yet there never lived a man so far removed from appetites and passions as the Nazarene. If man is not victorious over the passions, they crush out happiness, health, and manhood. We hear it say, "I exercise daily." The movement cure, pinching and pounding the poor body to make it sensibly well when it ought to be insensibly so, is another medical mistake resulting from the common notion that health depends on inert matter instead of mind. God fashions all things after his own likeness. Life is reflected in existence, truth and truthfulness, God and goodness, which impart their own peace and permanence. Love, redolent with unselfishness, bathes all in beauty and light. Man, made in his likeness, possesses and reflects God's dominion over all the earth. Be not afraid. Right adjusts the balance sooner or later. This concludes the reading and the recording portion of our meeting.